Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, oh, man, we got a lot to talk about today, man. Okay, so apparently, as marijuana is getting more legal, we are seeing more little kids accidentally consuming the drug. Is it accidentally, or are some of these parents who can't handle the kids saying, you know what, just here, take this, eat this? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how it looks like California lawmakers have passed the controversial vaccine bill that is now basically mandating that these kids get vaccinated or they don't go to school. We'll talk more about that, or they'll have to be homeschooled. We have more people smoking electronic cigarettes, but are we seeing as much of a drop in regular cigarettes, or are people just smoking both? Alright, so it's not that they're quitting smoking completely, just now we have people smoking both. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how when we are stressed at work, okay, you know, we think that's what's making us gain weight. And we come to find out that, you're not going to get fat if you're stressed at work. And so that kind of sucks because, you know, I really want to blame work for my big butt. You know, there's another study that came out saying that our dogs and humans are in sync when it comes to stress. Apparently, when we're stressed, our owners are stressed, when our dogs are stressed, we get stressed. When my Shakaboo is having a bad day and he looks like he's finding a place to go pee-pee house because he just had a bad day, my day's ruined. So I think we are in sync, and I am a huge proponent of bringing your pet to work because I think it really reduces stress and you eat less, but that's just me. We have a little boy that unfortunately died after ingesting cinnamon, and the mom wants everybody to know that cinnamon can kill. We'll talk about why. Then, in Las Vegas, we have a teacher who has appeared in court. He's a 32-year-old teacher that I guess had sex with a 17-year-old student. And his, defense team is saying that it's his constitutional right to seek the pursuit of happiness. And is that an excuse to have sex with your student? So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, little baby Jerry Tarkanian, who had a stroke in April, is doing so well, that he was walking around the UMC hospital where he was taken care of, University Medical Center, giving out toys that we all collected for the Tark Toy Drive. And I got to tell you guys, for any of you in your city that want to make these kids smile, wow, get these kids toys. It is, and you know, new stuff toys. Talk to the hospital about what they allow. But, oh, my gosh, we walked around. Of course, all the cameras were there. And some of the kids really loved being on camera. They were more excited about being on camera than the toys. That would have been me as a kid. You know, I would have been like, oh, there's a camera. You take my toy. Hand me some makeup. It was just amazing. You know, seeing kids being able to hug a toy, seeing them being able to, show that, you know, we're here for them. It was an amazing, amazing feeling. So big thanks to the Tarkanian family for wanting to help kids. And we put this together, and it was phenomenal. And any any of you in your respective cities that want to come up with a toy drive, it is not difficult to do, and the reward is just so great. And email me at drdahlia.com, at drdahlia.com. All right, we got a Las Vegas teacher that had sex with one of his female students, Jason Lofthouse. He's being held at Clark County Detention Center on 4 counts of sexual misconduct with a student, 2 counts of sexually motivated kidnapping of a minor, and 2 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. A judge confirmed his bail amount at $250,000. Lofthouse was ordered to house arrest. Apparently, he was arrested on the Rancho High School campus last Thursday, which was also the last day of the school year, after the student involved admitted to having a sexual relationship with the teacher. On the day before his arrest, police said the teacher and the student were found together alone in a locked classroom. I never found any of my teachers sexy enough to have sex with them. I don't understand what either sides were thinking, let alone, I mean, I taught Sunday school and I've taught, you know, students. I can't see ever being attracted to somebody that much younger. I don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm a girl. You know, I kind of like the older guy type of thing, you know, but you all know what I like, and it's not about me. But, you know, when I guess they were interviewing the defense team, you know, they were saying, look, you know, age, she was over 16, okay, which was the legal age to consent. And, you know, he has a constitutional right for the pursuit of happiness. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the law books with this, okay? You have 2 people consent, okay? And this is assuming, you know, he didn't coerce her, okay? But you have 2 people consent. A student falls for the teacher. Now, okay, I'm a doctor. And our medical board makes it very, very clear. If somebody falls for us, we cannot sleep with them if they're a patient. That is a no-no. Constitutional right or not, it is just bad ethics. You don't sleep with a patient. And I know I probably have tons of people out there that are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're like the sexiest thing out there. And I'm like, really? Really? You think I'm sexy? Really? It's a no-no. No, I'm married. I'm a doctor. Go find, this is not a place to pick people up. Well, what about your nurse? She's cute. Oh, hell no, no. And I've had some of you guys ask, you know, go to the doctor, you know, you're in a, you know, city where you don't really meet a lot of people. It's a small town. And, you know, the nurse to your doctor, you kind of like, you guys have a thing for her. Can you guys get together? Oh, hell no. All right. And can I advise any students out there, please, please, please do not sleep with any teachers. Okay. You don't need to do that. There's much easier ways to get A's. And I'm not saying that's what happened in this case, but still. Okay, do not. It puts you in a very compromising position. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is sad. There's a little boy who ingested cinnamon, and mom said it ended up killing him. Apparently, he asphyxiated because he began to choke on it. It was just eating some cinnamon. I guess it was powdered, started choking, collapsed. Coroner ruled his death accidental. Little cute kid. It's such, so tragic. Mom says he started choking. It was like he was having a seizure and just collapsed. He was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead an hour and a half later. Coroner says cinnamon can cause asphyxiation when inhaled. Now, remember, people were doing that cinnamon challenge online where they were trying to eat large amounts of cinnamon, and then they would, I guess, you know, be coughing and looking like they're about to pass out, and it was called the Cinnamon Challenge, and you would challenge somebody to doing it, and it went viral, and it was stupid, and they even said it had been linked to death, the Cinnamon Challenge, as well as serious injuries in young people. You end up choking by getting that cinnamon powder into the lungs, going into respiratory failure, and some needed even the ventilator for those that lived through that. This is according to Dr. Robert Glatter, an emergency medicine physician at Lenox Hospital in New York City. He said the stunts can also be as deadly as a result of lack of oxygen to the brain in cases of choking and aspiration of the powder. So for those of you that, you know, your kids are running around while you're cooking, and you're adding a dash of cinnamon and a dash of this, etc., please keep in mind, even though it's cinnamon, like we eat on cinnamon toast, the inhalation of it, unfortunately, can cause death. You know, this article caught my eye. 13 plants that could kill you. This is coming from MNN.com. And, you know, we'll plant plants or we'll go to the grocery store and get some fruits, et cetera. All right. And, you know, for the most part, we're like, well, we don't care. This is healthy. And I remember my mom saying, you know, avoid the pit. Don't eat the pit. Okay. You know, it's poisonous. And I'm like, well, why would there be something poisonous in a piece of fruit? Well, according to Mother Nature Network, MMNN, there are 13 plants that could kill you. One is, they say, an apple. An apple could kill you. How? Well, they say there's the cyanogenic glycosides in the seeds. And if you ingest these apple seeds, you can ingest up to a fatal dose. They say cut up the apples for your children who prefer to eat the whole apples and do not let them eat the seeds. I don't even like apple seeds. They, to me, sound bad, but apparently enough of them could be fatal, they say. Another plant is deadly nightshade, they call it. Deadly nightshade, to me, makes a little bit of sense because it has deadly in the name, so my guess is it's deadly. That's what they should do. Any of you botanists out there, if you're going to rename any berry or any plant, just put deadly in front of it so we know we don't eat it. All right? They say that this nightshade family includes common plants like potatoes, tomatoes, eggplants, chili peppers, etc., that all contain toxins in their foliage. So make sure your pets do not eat potato and tomato foliage and vines in the garden. And I remember my mom always saying when we had tomato plants, don't let the dog eat the leaves. Rosary pea, okay? Now, it's rosary, so you think, okay, we should be in the clear, all right, because it's religious, all right? They say the rosary peas got their name from the traditional use of ornamental beads for rosaries, all right? Jewelry makers have died after pricking a finger while handling it. There's a poison in it, they say, a poison called a brin. And it is supposed to be a fatal toxin. Oleander a lot of times is in schoolyards and backyards. Even lighting oleander on fire and breathing in the smoke, they say, could be fatal. According to a study from the Toxic Exposure Surveillance System, there were 847 known human poisonings in the United States related to oleander back in 2002. The European yew, not the European Jew, but the European yew, relatively common in Europe, Northwest Africa, and the Middle East. It's a slow-growing tree. They have this red, fleshy, it looks delicious, to be honest, this red, fleshy fruit-type thing that surrounds toxic seeds. Birds usually eat it. They say some people will die from the taxanes, which is a poison that's in it. Daffodils. Daffodils are supposed to be deadly, okay? I don't know much about daffodils because where I live, we don't really get a lot of daffodils. They're very kind of bright. They're pretty. They're yellow. They're deer and vermin resistant, but for other animals, they may die because they have, I'm not exactly sure what the chemical is. All right, doll's eye. There's this plant where it looks like marshmallows with a black dot, but they call it doll's eye or white baneberry. They have cardiogenic toxins that could have a sedative effect on heart muscle tissue. Ingestion of these berries could lead to cardiac arrest and death. Okay, now I wonder why they're studying these berries then for heart medications. okay, like slowing down a heart rate, maybe something for SVT. It'll be really interesting to see what that does. That's kind of, I wonder if they're studying that. You know, what could kill you, what kills one man could be another man's cure, right? Like what's one man's trash is another man's treasure. Yeah, so, you know, it's, I don't know. Hemlock. Hemlock is, I guess, poisonous plant. They think it killed Socrates. I guess there's an alkaloid choline. I guess it causes stomach pains, vomiting, conine, I don't know. Affects the nervous system. Some people call it devil's porridge, beaver poison, or poison parsley. Stop giggling. Stinging tree. These are found in the forest of Queensland in Australia, Indonesia. And there are dendrocyanide moroids. I guess, that's the genus of species name. All right, I guess it has a potent toxin. You can get a sting from this plant. It could kill humans, pigs, horses, dogs. When a plant can sting you, that is some scary plant. Castor beans, we've talked about it. We've talked about castor beans. Castor beans have ricin. The ricin, which was, I believe, used in some of the Syrian attacks, very, very scary stuff. They say just one castor bean has enough ricin in there to kill an adult within a few minutes. Okay? Even though we have castor bean plants a lot, when people use castor oil, got to be very, very careful how you manage the bean. Then angel trumpets. Angel trumpets are these really pretty flowers. I think we see them in Game of Thrones. All right, kind of woody-stemmed bushes with pendulous flowers. They hang like bells. But apparently, you eat these suckers, or if your animal eats it, it could be dangerous. Some people use angel trumpets as a recreational drug, some sort of psychedelic effect. Then monkshood. Monkshood, also a deadly plant. They used to use these in ancient warrior times to poison the water of their enemies. I guess it has like this wolf chin. I don't know much. I've never been that close to a wolf. And they used to use this in old folklore to determine who was a werewolf. White snake root. They look like pretty little white flowers, something for a wedding. Apparently, it causes people to have milk sickness. Abraham Lincoln's mother reportedly died after swallowing snake root contaminated milk. All right? We usually don't see this type of stuff because we don't get our milk from cattle that consume snake root. And we don't believe our beef or milk are contaminated with the toxin. So for those of you thinking about gardening, wow. All right? Now, I don't really have much of a green thumb when it comes to making plants and growing plants. But I got to tell you, for those of you having trouble eating vegetables, and for those of you that just can't stand them, I think a very, very therapeutic thing to do is to actually start a garden. All right? And I know, you know, why would Dr. Dahlia talk about a garden when she doesn't know, you know, jack diddly squat about gardening? Well, because it really made me want to eat vegetables. It was some scary stuff. You know, did you guys see that video where the cat tried to pee on it and there was this big, juicy, red strawberry? Okay, now I forgot to go and pick the strawberry and eat it so it died. But when you start to grow plants, you want to then cook with them. You want to use them. You see the growth of it. It's a really good psychological way to get yourself to want to eat vegetables. So I would definitely suggest that you do that. Okay, easy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a woman who delivered a baby after she had an ovarian tissue transplant. She was infertile. It was the first ever case report of a patient who carried a pregnancy to term after her ovaries were removed as a teenager, and then later reattached with this transplant as an adult. Isabel Demistier, a 27-year-old woman, whose ovarian tissue was cryogenically preserved. These were her own. When she was 14 years of age, had a successful ovarian graft, and then after 2 years of that graft, after the graft, she had a spontaneous pregnancy and a birth of a healthy baby. This is way cool. Apparently, she had sickle cell when she was younger. All right, we'll tell you more about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DAKADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Every now and then we talk about, you know, zodiac signs and what your medical problems could be, or blood type and what you could be more prone to for medical problems. Now there's a study, just because it's kind of fun what they come up with, not that I really believe in that stuff, but now there's a study looking at your birth month, and it'll determine what you will get sick from based on your birth month. Scientists looked at 1,600 diseases to birth dates of 1.7 million New Yorkers, and they found that 55 diseases correlated with the season of birth. Like, for example, being born in November, you were more prone to bronchitis and ADD. Being born in April, then you had a higher risk of angina. All right, so they used this algorithm to examine New York City medical databases. They found 55 diseases that correlated with the season of birth. Columbia University study found that, let's say you were born in May, you had the lowest disease risk. But if you were born in October, then you had the highest. Now, these patients, these 1.7 New Yorkers, were treated at New York Presbyterian Hospital between 1985 and 2013. They ruled out more than 1,600 associations and confirmed 39 links previously reported in the medical literature, and they uncovered 16 new associations, including 9 types of heart disease. So let's look at some of these. This is kind of interesting here. All right, so birth month. All right, November, more prone to viral infection, ADHD, and bronchiolitis, inflammation of the bronchioles. Born in December, looked like you were kind of in the clear. Okay, I'm not really seeing too much in December. If you were born in January, you seem to be more at risk for high blood pressure and heart disease. If you were born in February, so far in the clear. If you were born in March, atrial fibrillation and arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. If you were born in April, chest pain, okay, angina, vasospasm of the coronary arteries. Then you take a look at the spring, May, and then you start going into the summer, June, July, August. We're looking pretty good here, okay? We're looking pretty good here. So I was born in June. Yeah, by the way, it's my birthday next week. See? And then September, they say if you were born in September, more likely to be a risk for asthma. That's not the first time I heard this. Remember they talked about years ago, if you were born in the fall, you were more likely to be asthmatic? Yeah, I don't know, because I think maybe because you're then exposed to the winter season and you don't get a chance to get your immune system ready, so then you're over-inflammatory. There was some, I don't know, they've been talking about that for years. If you're born in the fall, you're more likely to have asthma. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't really see that in my patients. So that's very interesting. There was another study back a while back, a Danish study, that looked at the peak risk for asthma was in the months of May and August. That was when Denmark's sunlight levels were similar to New York's in July and October. Now, if you look at those certain periods, they say July to October babies, more so for asthma. Let me see, ADHD, there was a Swedish study looking at peak ADHD rates in people who were born in November. Valvular disorder, congestive heart disease, atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation may be because you were born in March. This is so stupid. Here's the thing, okay? You know, it's cool if this does end up being some sort of science, okay? We all dig this kind of stuff, okay? Because we want to know that we June birthdayers, which is me, because I was born in June, and I better get a lot of happy birthdays next week. A lot of happy birthdays. Are in the clear. So you guys want to know you're in the clear, you know? Or you get diagnosed with asthma, and you were born in November, and you're like, okay, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get angina or atrial fib or ADHD. No, just the asthma. Oh, okay, then I'm good. See, that's what we want to know. We just want to know that we're good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, MERS is scaring the hell out of everybody, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Disease, viral respiratory disease that has been proven fatal. And the World Health Organization is now telling everybody to not drink potentially fatal camel urine. Don't be drinking the urine. Thus far, 9 people have died, 100 people have been infected, and thousands have been placed under voluntary or mandatory quarantine. It's a virus that infects human and animals, and they think that the camels could be one potential cause of the disease. The first patient infected in current outbreak kept camels on his farm. This Middle East respiratory syndrome is some scary, scary stuff. Apparently an 86-year-old woman from Seoul, Korea, had become the latest victim of the latest outbreak. All right. I was in Israel once. And I don't think the camel peed on anything. I didn't think you had to be that careful of camel pee. But apparently camels are just like my cats that like to do pee-pee house. I guess that's just what they like to do. There was a 75-year-old man who developed symptoms on May 11th, tested positive for MERS May 25th. He owns a barn, keeps camels and young calves. Camels are really, really smart, though. All right? If you have MERS, you get fever, cough, shortness of breath. It's some pretty serious stuff. You could get pneumonia. You get GI symptoms, diarrhea. It's a bad one. It's called a zoonotic virus, meaning you get it from animals. Human population, let me see. I don't think we see as much human-to-human transmission of this, even though it is possible. But right now we're thinking people getting it are getting it from raw camel milk or camel urine or eating meat that's not properly cooked. This was identified in Saudi Arabia back in 2012. It's kind of newly discovered. And we still are trying to figure out how people are getting it. It's a type of coronavirus, which is a large family of viruses that could cause a common cold to severe acute respiratory syndrome. Somebody with MERS could get this SARS or severe acute respiratory syndrome. Ends up requiring ventilation because they go into respiratory failure and unfortunately could die. Right now, you see pictures of people like in South Korea. You know, there was a wedding and you see everybody wearing masks so they don't get this respiratory virus. People are really, really scared. Schools have closed in South Korea. Doctors have already described the massive school closures as nonsensical because right now there's no evidence of virus transmission in the community, but people are freaked out because there is an outbreak going on in South Korea right now. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But, wow, you know, camels. All right. Yeah, camels get a bad rap. All right, so dogs. Human and dogs are in sync when it comes to stress. There's a study in physiology and behavior. And researchers found that in participating in competitive dog trials, increased level of the stress hormone cortisol in the saliva of dog handlers and their dogs were pretty much on level. The more you're stressed, the more the dog's stressed, and vice versa. So basically what you had was teams of dogs paired with men in these competitive dog trials, and that's how they could test both of them. All right. Now, oxytocin is the love hormone, and we found that puppy owners often mirrored their moods were mirrored in their pets. So you're in a good mood, you're in a lovey-dovey mood, then the animal is lovey-dovey. I'm going to say that right now. It does not work with cats. Okay, you could be in a lovey-dovey mood. Today, I wanted to do rub tummy. Shaky Boo was lying there, legs spread on his back. I don't know. He was waiting for a pap smear. Not sure what's going on, but his tummy was there. So I go up to rub the tummy because I was like, oh, I love my little Shaky Boo. And he just scratched the living crap out of me, and I've been bleeding ever since. So doesn't really work. This study came from the University of Nebraska in Omaha. That the 58 people with 58 dogs that were participating in dog agility competitions, which are stressful events that require dogs to compete in obstacle courts, etc. All right, they looked at saliva samples from the handlers and the dogs, and they also assessed dogs' personality, recorded all this stuff, and the cortisol levels in men and their dogs were higher post-competition compared with before the event. Cortisol levels in women handlers increased only slightly and didn't change the dogs. So for those of you who say we women are not level-headed, look at the study. We were like, hey, ain't no thing. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. They say women may interact differently with dogs. See, I think for us, it's not the cortisol, because I don't yell at the dog. I don't scream. You know, I mean, dogs, I'm different with. Cats, I'll yell and scream it all day long. But dogs, I'm like, oh, let the puppy dog go. So I think I have more oxytocin hormone. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
All right, guys, we are coming back here on the Dr. Dolly Show. Duh, where else were we going? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's some buzz going around, and I don't have the research study, that another study has come out saying that diet sodas are hurting the heart in women. Now, we talked about this a couple years ago, where they were worried about, I remember, it was actually last year, where women who drank two or more diet sodas a day were at higher risk for heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular problems. This had been presented at the American College of Cardiology's meeting last year. And they said women were 30% more likely to have a cardiovascular event and 50% more likely to die from disease with heart problems than women who rarely ever drank artificially flavored beverages. They had looked at a bunch of postmenopausal women, about 60,000, during the Women's Health Initiative Observational Study, which was the largest study looking at women and heart health and diet beverage consumption. And they found that the more you drank in terms of diet drinks, the worse it was for your heart. So I'm not sure if we have another study resurfacing on this. I can't urge you guys enough. If you're going to put down soda pop, good for you, but don't turn around and then go to diet soda. Okay? You know, every couple years we hear that diet sodas can cause heart disease. So just try to put, safer stuff in your body. Okay? Water and maybe, juice, healthy juice. All right? But there are other things that you can do for drinks. Yeah, I mean, I'd even rather you drink coffee. But try to avoid soda pop, especially diet soda. Speaking of sodas, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors unanimously approved legislation Tuesday that will require health warnings to be placed on advertising for sugar-sweetened beverages. So now what they want is, cigarettes, you have black box warning on those. Now they want a warning saying drinking beverages with added sugar contributes to obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. This is a message from the city and county of San Francisco. I don't mind this particular warning. I still get the heebie-jeebies when you have government telling a company to advertise against itself, ordering you to put, like with the tobacco, products, put pictures of people that have, trach devices and things like that. I think I get a little heebie-jeebies when you have government telling you to advertise against yourself, but I do not have a problem with honest, truthful warnings, okay? With alcohol, drive safe. Drive responsibly. Drink responsibly. I think that's fine. I think that's totally fine. I also think it's fine to say, sugary beverages can put you at risk for obesity, diabetes, etc. In addition to the warning, which was modeled off the U.S. Surgeon General's health warning placed on tobacco cigarettes that have been around since 1966, it also puts a moratorium on sugar-sweetened beverage advertisements on city property and prevents city spending on such beverages. So I guess if there's some city, soda pop machine, the city government probably can't buy soda pop to stock it. I'm not sure. One of the bill's authors, Supervisor Scott Wiener, said that despite a $10 million lobbying effort by the soda industry to help defeat the proposed San Francisco soda tax in 2014, he is pleased that the new legislation was unanimously supported. 56% of city voters voted for 2 cents per ounce tax on sodas and other sugary beverages distributed in San Francisco, but the special measure needed two-thirds approval to pass. I think soda pop is a biggie, but I think there's a lot of other things going on. And so I know it's really, really easy to hit one industry, but I'm hoping that, we don't just blame soda pop or diet soda for all our ills, because there's something else going on that's causing our kids to be bigger. I still think it's hormones in our food. All right. I mean, I cannot tell you how much heavier kids are now than they used to be. And it's supposed to be the quote unquote norm, and it's not the norm. Okay. These kids are big. We have 100-plus-pound kids walking around in the 4th or 5th grade. What is going on here? You should not be 100 pounds in the 4th or 5th grade. I remember in the 4th grade, I weighed 77 pounds. Now, I was not fat. Okay, I was kind of tall. I was not fat, but I also was not the skinniest one in the class. And I remember me and my mom gasping when I found out 77 pounds in the fourth grade. What? I was shocked. And then I was about 100 pounds all the way till high school. And then all of a sudden came the boobies, and then I was 130 pounds. And then from there, yeah, all right, and then that happened that. All right, and then now I'm 131. D. All right, 131. All right, let's talk about another law. California lawmakers have passed a vaccine bill. It's a highly contested bill. It's one of the strictest vaccination laws in the country. Okay, there were about 5 hours of highly emotional testimony, but SB 277 passed, hoping to boost vaccination rates after the measles outbreak in Disneyland that sickened more than 100 children in U.S. and Mexico. All right? The Assembly Health Committee approved the legislation 12-6 Tuesday evening, with one lawmaker abstaining, sending it to the full Assembly for its final legislative hurdle. If the bill becomes law, California is going to be joining Mississippi and West Virginia as the only states with such strict requirements. Okay? Even though parents were going, look, it's a medical choice, large portion of those who obtain personal belief exemptions are, I guess, according to Dr. Mike Schleiss, they say a large portion of these people with personal belief exemptions are not fundamentally exposed or opposed to vaccination. It's true. A lot of people that they're more nervous about the amount of the vaccines as opposed to giving their kid, you know, the vaccine in general. So from what I understand, children with serious health problems can opt out of the school mandated vaccinations. School-aged children who remain unvaccinated will not be allowed in the public school system, but will have to be homeschooled. This is applying to elementary schools, secondary schools, and daycare centers. Okay, there were hundreds of passionate opponents on Capitol Tuesday. Parents spilled into the hallways as they waited hours to testify. One woman had to be removed from the committee. And the bill supporters sought to dispel claims that measles no longer pose a threat. We've talked about this, you know, on and on and on. I mean, I am for vaccine. I just don't know, you know, how you can, how constitutionally, alright, even though public health interest is at stake, now you can constitutionally force a parent to bring their healthy baby to a doctor and get something injected into them. Okay? We want, you know, it's an issue of, public safety versus personal rights. And I am not going to be surprised if we see this, you know, up at the Supreme Court level. You know, I told you guys what happened to me. You know, I went, took my kid in for his 2-month-old shots. Everything went fine. Took my kid. Well, not everything went fine. He was kind of different. He was, he didn't handle the shots well, but I didn't think it was reacting to the shot. Nobody did. At his 4-month-old, time when he got the shots, the nurse drew up, some shots, and one was really pretty, kind of rose colored. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that one's kind of pretty. Which one's that one? She goes, the MMR. I go, but you don't give the MMR to a 4-month-old. And she was like, oh crap, I'm sorry. And she goes and runs out the room to go and get a different shot. And I almost peed in my pants because here's my little healthy 4-month-old baby rolling around on the paper. And I am trusting somebody to inject the right stuff into my kid. All right. Now, I still vaccinated my kids, but I did it with me supervising every single thing getting pulled out of the vial. And this was an RN. She was an RN that pulled up the wrong vaccine. Mistakes happen. But some of these things are what scares parents out there. And I, as a doctor, no matter how much I'm for vaccination and how much I support having our school kids vaccinated before they go to school, I have to understand the other side on why parents are freaking out about handing their healthy baby to a nurse who could possibly give the wrong injection, or your child could possibly have a reaction to some of these things. It's a very, very scary time for parents. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.